This is the Flames Up Close Podcast with Ryan Leslie in partnership with Metro News.
Welcome to Flames Up Close, brought to you by Metro News. Today we are very, very pleased to welcome in Mr. Matt Stajan of the Calgary Flames. Stage, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Listen, I appreciate you doing this. When we sat down to record this today, it is just after the All-Star break. You've got one home game ahead of us, but a big road trip looming, and then another break. We'll maybe touch on that, but today I really wanted to talk maybe a little bit about something other than hockey, and that's something that you and I both share in common, and besides being devilishly handsome and bald, I wanted to talk about fatherhood, because I think it's near and dear to so many of us. Obviously, you are a dad and an older player on this team, and I just start off, what does being a dad mean to you?
Well, honestly, it's the best thing in the world. I think anybody who has kids can relate, and there's nothing like coming home from wherever you are or from work and having your little guy or whatever kids you have run up to you. So I think, you know, your whole perspective on life changes. Obviously, you have a family, a wife, and we have a dog, and that's your family. That's your everything, and there's nothing better.
You have a little boy, and I remember being in a car with you. I don't know if you remember this. We were in a car in the States coming off a trip to see a football game, and I remember distinctly, in a car full of dudes, you took some time out to make a call home, which isn't out of the ordinary, but I had a chance to overhear you talking to your then very young son. And the way you were, I think your wife put him on speakerphone, and you were just kind of going, and I could see pure joy when you were speaking to him. Like, I could feel it. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think,
he would have been how old then, Steve?
Yeah, he would have probably been 6 months. I think that was probably maybe 8 months. It was pretty early on. But yeah. I think when you go on the road, and I think that was, you know, I had the summer to spend time, watch them grow, and then all of a sudden hockey season starts, and all of a sudden you're on the road every other week or whatever our schedule is. So you make sure you make the time, even if they can't talk or communicate, they can see you, and you're just somebody on a screen. But I think you know, it's not just important for him, you know, it's important for me as a father to see him, you know. And I think with everything that my family's been through, you know, I think we don't take anything for granted. So every minute you can share with your kid and your family, even when you're on the road, you make sure you're dialed in, because you know, you don't want to miss out on anything.
Yeah. FaceTime a lot? Like, cause I know you talk to him a lot, but what is it like when you guys sit down to FaceTime? Yeah. Cause he's getting a bit older. I saw him, where did I see him? It was just a recent road trip in Toronto where I saw you and the family and your wife and the kids were all along the glass, and there was a really neat moment, Matt, and I know the TV screens picked that up, and I happened to see it firsthand, where you skated over. You were through the glass, fist bumping, waving to the, I think it was maybe a nephew as well with you.
Yeah.
And
it was
face to face.
Yeah, it was my niece. My sister has a little girl who's about 5 months older than Elliot, so... I try and do that. He comes to, you know, not too many games, but we try and have him come to game every, you know, once a month, once every 2 weeks. I know it's a lot of work for Katie to get him down to the rink, but he only lasts really warm up and the first period, and then he's all done, I think.
Better have a strong warm up.
Yes.
I'm not gonna make
but
it.
He loves the warm up, I think, and I make sure I try and interact with him there for 5-10 seconds or whatever I can, and. You know, you give him a little fist pump, Katie puts him right against the glass. And I think we see a lot of the guys on the team and their families doing that. So I think that's a special moment that you can share with them. Obviously, the focus is to get ready for a game, and you just kind of make it part of your routine. I think, you know, I those are the type of memories that you'll remember when you're older, and you get pictures of that. And he knows it's his whole vocabulary, and now that he's starting to talk is based around hockey. I think he's a hockey nut, so he loves going to the rink. As soon as he pulls into the Saddle Dome, he notices the rink, and he's so excited. Obviously, my wife tells me all this, and you know, but it's a lot of fun, and
so he gets it.
He does get it, and. he always has a hockey stick in his hand, so there's nothing like coming to the rink and you know, when I get him to the dressing room, I try and do that as well. So that was a nice, it was nice to go to Toronto and have my, my niece Dahlia be there with us as well, and you know, it's a moment that you only get so many chances to do.
And how tough is it? Listen, I don't think anybody's going to really feel overly sorry for hockey players and the life, and I don't think that's what we're going here, but it is tough. The reality is, it doesn't matter if you're playing or if you're working, if you're around a team that travels as much as you guys do, it's tough to park the family and go on the road for a week and say goodbye, and I know you just can't wait to get back, but it is a challenge with the travel as much as you guys do to walk the line of and balancing and missing out on some of those key things, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I think yeah, we live a great life and we're very fortunate. We're living our dream, you know, I think most of us are.
Yeah.
At least I am. So, you know, when you have kids and you know, the whole aspect changes because you start missing stuff when we're on the road, and that's the tough part. And I think anybody who has a job where they travel can relate, and it's something you just have to adjust to. I think we're very fortunate with FaceTime and the way technology has come through the years, so at least you can see them. And I make sure I FaceTime when I'm on the road. You know, I think I'm the guy on the bus that's at the back FaceTiming. The guys always give it to me a little bit.
You use a dad voice. I know you're there, Elliot. What are you doing, buddy?
Exactly, and yeah. I think you know, maybe some kids don't really, you know, they get bored of FaceTime, but Elliot's pretty good. He'll last a few minutes and talk a little bit and then it's off to playing again. But I think, you know, when I'm on the road, it's always FaceTime. You know, talking on the phone, I can talk to my wife on the phone, but when it's comes with your kids, you gotta be able to see them, otherwise you're just a voice and sometimes they get mixed up. So yeah, it's an adjustment for sure, and I think, you know, you really I've learned to really make sure I'm dialed in with the conversations, and when I'm at home, I try and make the most of every minute I get with them. You know, I used to maybe come to the rink a little earlier. Now, you know, I'll get to the rink obviously on time and with time to prepare, but I try and maximize my time at home for sure, because you know, before you know it, they're going to be in school and growing. You know, they grow so quickly, so I make sure that I maximize my time at home.
What, and Flames fans have had the neat little opportunities to, again, from the outside look in and kind of get a glimpse and a little taste of how you kind of, and how important this is. We see at those Flames events out with the family skate, and of course you're on the social media, and we get a little taste of it and just how important it is. And there is that really neat moment, Matt, where a few years ago against Vancouver, you score a very big goal. And you point to the heavens, and you touched on it, how tough it's been, and you've been very public about mm-hmm. it through Flames initiatives, and people kind of feel like they connected with you over the loss of your first son, Emerson. Not to drag up too much about this, but I think so many people have come to know this side of you because of how the grace in which you and your wife have handled it. What did that do to you as a couple and as a family to go through not only the hurt, but the healing?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's you know, you look back and everything that's happened, I think when it happened, we were very obviously in shock and mm-hmm. hurt, and you really don't know what to do. And I remember a nurse coming into the room, and, you know, right after, and you try and spend time with the baby you just lost, and they say, you know, this does. There's one of two ways that this goes. It either drives couples apart or brings you closer together. And I remember looking at Katie and just saying, we're going to be the couple that gets stronger from this. And we made sure that we're there for each other. And there was a moment when we were grieving and. I was at home and away from the team for a few weeks after the team let me take some time off, and we didn't know how to go about it, and, you know, because people knew something was wrong, and you know, and we, you know, with talking to people, I think, you know, we wanted to be open about it, and I think you hear all the stories, and when before I didn't know much about it, but so many families, you know, go through losses of infants, and and even babies after they're born, like we did. So, you know, we wanted to relate to them and try and, you know, make it, bring awareness to it, because it happens a lot more than people think. So, and by doing that, we had such great support from the city and the people and our family and friends, but the city of Calgary just embraced us, and you know, that definitely helped with our healing. And for sure, everybody heals differently. You know, I heal differently than my wife and grieve differently, but that definitely was a big step. And even to this day, it's helped. And you'll never get over it. You know, I think you think about it. There's every day we think about it. We make sure we remember Emerson and we include him in our lives in our own way. But I think everybody goes about things differently. And as a family, we've been able to do things our way and move forward. And you learn to live with your new normal. That's what my wife always says. It's never going to be okay, or it's never going to be great. But you move forward, and this is your life. And now we're blessed with Elliot, and we know it. He has a little angel watching over him all the time, and we let him know that all the time.
It's incredible the way you guys have handled it. You said it best. Everybody handles it differently. Did that through that tragedy and that dark time. Now, can you look at yourself and say, because of that, I'm a better person, a better dad, and just better as a husband? Does it lend itself that kind of perspective when you can
go
through something like that?
I think no doubt through life experiences, you learn a lot. It's so difficult to go. I don't wish that upon anybody. I think that's probably the hardest thing, to watch your own baby. You lose your own baby. That's as hard as it gets. And I think we've definitely grown. And as you know, I think you just learn to appreciate everything that much more. I think with Elliot, we appreciate every moment we get with him. And we wish we had another day with Emerson, another hour. But sometimes life gives you curveballs and challenges, and this is what was given to us, and there's no reason for it. So I think you just kind of go about it and do the best you can, and for sure you appreciate everything that much more, and from that you become a better person, because you're more aware of the little things in life that maybe overlooked before. So obviously, for sure, I've matured a ton from it, and it brings your family closer, and that experience, as tough as it was, and I wish it didn't happen. I think you value a lot of things in life that maybe before you valued, but maybe not as much. You kind of overlooked, and now we're very in tune with everything, and I've always been family first, for sure, but now I make sure I appreciate every moment I get.
Yeah, and I can tell. I see you yesterday skating over and spending a little time with my girls. Little things like that, you just notice. I noticed that you notice them, which I think is fantastic, especially when you say you're trying to get ready for a game or you're in a practice and you're kind of have to be the pro you are in the moment. It's neat that you can step out of it every now and then. And what's it like for you now as a veteran on this team and a father on this team, to some of these younger guys who are about to take that step? Are you ever at that point where you're offering advice, or maybe fellow dads, not to get too warm and fuzzy here, but when you guys do get together, I would imagine the kids come up. I would imagine you get the families together. And that must be a neat dynamic, Matt, for you and your longtime friend Mark Giordano and his son. It's just got to be neat to grow together as a team and as a family.
Yeah, it is. And I think, it's really fun to watch everybody's kids grow. And we talk about things, and everybody parents differently, so I would never,
Isn't that the truth, eh? Look at what Mark's doing, honey.
But when we're together, it's a lot of fun. The kids are really cute together, and yeah. It's nice when the guys bring their kids down to the rink. I really enjoy that aspect. And for the young guys, I think it's fun for them. They see what might be the future, right, when they're older. And as an older guy on the team, you just try and be a good person and be respectful, have fun. You still got to have fun. You joke around with the guys, but you try and let them see, the really important things in life, and And at the same time, when it comes to hockey, you want to make sure that they see the work you put in and what that takes to be a good pro. And I think, you know, either they're going to pick up on it or they're not. You don't have to hammer it home and talk to them about every day. But I learned by watching people. Obviously, you talk sometimes to people, but you learn the most from just watching. And that's what I did as a young guy. I observed and saw how people handle themselves. And that's what I want to try and do for these young guys. They can watch and see how I go about my business. And I feel like, you know, it's worked for me. You know, to play a long time. So you hope that you're a good example for them.
I want to touch on that in just a moment. One final one about fatherhood. What kind of a dad are you? You think you're an old softy, or do you think, does your wife have to say, Matt, we've got to kind of lay down some rules here? Or are you the one who says, all right, strict bedtime, and hey, keep those kids, like, where do you come out on the spectrum?
I think I say I'm the strict one, but the reality is I'm the softy. I think with our dog, for sure, I'm the softy. I'm giving her treats all the time. But with Elliot, you know, we have a schedule. Katie's an amazing mom and has him on a schedule. And for sure, I probably give in because I'm gone a little bit. So when I come back, you know, and he always wants mommy. So, you know, when I'm around, I'm trying to win him over. But we work good as a team. We work very well as a team, and I think that's, you know, part of parenting. You gotta make it work, and you know, as he gets older, I'm sure there'll be a lot of challenges and how to go about things. But we'll be on the same page for sure.
No matter how, you know, much fun we have, like as a dad, no matter how much fun or how soft we are or how cool we think we are or how involved, we'll still never be mom. We'll just never be as good as mom.
It's very true. It's very true.
We'll take a break. Of course, this is the Flames podcast, an up-close podcast brought to you by Metro News.
Metro, the official media partner of Flames Up Close. You can find the Metro newspaper all over the city every weekday, and you can also check metronews.ca for the most complete local news in Calgary, as well as some fantastic national, international, lifestyle, and sports coverage. Metro is your essential daily briefing. Okay, let's get back to the conversation.
Finally, I guess just in closing, to bring it back a little bit to hockey. You kind of touched on it, and here you are, you know, as a veteran guy in this room, and the work ethic is one thing, but it really seems as though, and you've talked about this in the media, just about the fun you've had. Now, there's obviously some bumps on the road with any season, but it really feels as though that this feels a little different from the outside looking in, that this is a different year for you. You have a new coach. You've got quite a few new teammates, younger, older, veterans, winners, some guys who are just getting their first taste. But through it all, you've kind of been the consistent guy there and as a part of the leadership group. Is that fair?
Yeah, you know, I've approached everything the same way. I obviously, it's nice having the confidence of the coaches in that leadership role. I felt like maybe that wasn't there the last few years from within, but I know that I have the respect of my teammates, and you earn that, you know, by playing a long time and by, you know, being a good person. I think the coach this year have definitely leaned on me for that, and you just want to make sure that you're being that guy for the team. I'm pretty vocal in the room when, you know, before games, and I try and say the right things, but I try and keep it loose too. I'm cracking jokes. You know, I think there's a happy medium to everything. You know, we have our serious guys, and then you have the guys that need to joke around and you know, keep some guys loose. So, you know, I think I've learned through the years how to go about things. And you know, it's a cliche. You take it one day at a time, and you know, you just try and be a good person. And as cliche and as easy it is say that, that's what I try and do. You know, this, you playing in the best league in the world and living my dream, as you get older, you learn to appreciate it a lot more. And you know, I'm seeing a lot of my friends and guys I played with that are done now, so it's gonna end. So you want to make the most of it and have fun, and I want to win. I think, you know, you got to be open and hold guys accountable, and you know, it's not always warm and fuzzy. You gotta talk to guys, and you know, but you want to be a guy that they can talk to, not a guy that you know, they're uncomfortable with. So I just try and be that guy, and how I'm perceived from other guys and my teammates. You know, I like to think that they enjoy having me around. So I you know, I'm not gonna change, and we have a good locker room, a lot of good people. So Through tough times, it's always tough, but you know, we're going to turn this around and hopefully have a good run here and get a wild card spot. That's going to be a lot of work, but we got the right mindset. We just got to go out and perform.
How long you want to play? How about that for a loaded question? But you mentioned some of your buddies that are now done. How long do you envision yourself playing?
You know what? I've been told by a lot of guys who don't play anymore, play as long as you can. Obviously, you know, as your kids get older, there's different things that get into play. But for sure, I want to keep playing. You know, we'll see. I obviously want to be effective. I don't want to just be playing to play. I want to have an effective role on a team. And you know, we'll keep working hard, keep the body fit, keep the mind fresh, and as long as my family and everybody is on the same page, we'll keep playing as long as we can, and we'll see how long that is.
Hey, can't imagine anything better than being a dad and being a pro hockey player. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, there is Matt Stajan, and this has been the Flames Up Close podcast, brought to you by our friends at Metro News.